Wir rotten.
Tune into our second annual Uhuru Radiothon Saturday and Sunday, May 5th and 6th. We continue to raise much-needed funds for improving the operations of your community radio station and the Burning Spear newspaper online. Joining us will be guests from Brooklyn to the Bahamas, from Guyana to Ghana, from St. Petersburg to St. Lucia, from Montserrat to Monrovia, from Senegal to Seattle, from Oakland to Orlando. This is your media, Uhuru News, Uhuru Radio. You can donate today by logging on to uhurunews.com as we rely on your support to get the truth out about our struggle for freedom. Join us during our live video broadcast of our Uhuru Radiothon Saturday and Sunday, May 5th and 6th at uhururadio.com. Uhuru means freedom. Uhuru.
That is constructed of the theft of the resources, both material and human, of African and other people as a consequence of its existence. Stealing black labor, black bodies, black territory, of the rape of Asia, Latin America, etc. It's a rotten, foul social system. That's the world we live in. And if you raise the question of reparations, it makes it necessary for African people to come to terms with this. So much is done against us all the time. Demoralizing black people. You took my money, you took my resources, you stole every damn thing we got. I want it.
Uhuru, and welcome to Reparations in Action, the radio show of the African People's Solidarity Committee, here on uhururadio.com, the online voice of the International African Revolution. The show Reparations in Action is a show of this organization, the African People's Solidarity Committee, which was formed by and works under the leadership of the African People's Socialist Party. We are an organization of white people and other allies who work to organize in our communities to raise resources, reparations in action work, organizing campaigns, taking a stand in solidarity with African liberation and for justice, reparations, and self-determination for African and all oppressed peoples around the world. We unite with and stand in unconditional solidarity with the work of the Uhuru movement led by the African People's Socialist Party and the building of the African Socialist International. And we really want to thank Uhuru News and Uhuru Radio for allowing us this time every week at 1 p.m. Eastern on uhururadio.com. This week's show is being broadcast from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. My name is Harris Daniels. I'm a member of the African People's Solidarity Committee. Philadelphia is very significant, as you've heard in previous shows broadcast from here. We just had a week of events for the Africa's Future in Africa's Hands tour led by the All African People's Development and Empowerment Project featuring nurse midwife Mary Karoma, who is the leader of APDEP's work in Sierra Leone, West Africa. Nurse Mary came to Philadelphia to speak and to organize and raise resources for the Infant and Maternal Health Project, which is addressing the very serious infant and maternal mortality rate in Sierra Leone, one of the highest in the world, through the projects that are completely grassroots, African community-led projects by APDEP and Nurse Mary and other Africans work in Sierra Leone to deliver healthy African babies without any threat to the mother or the child in the process of labor. Nurse Mary has a very impressive resume, having delivered over 3,000 babies without horses that Western hospitals have. Sierra Leone is a place where the government hospitals offer no such resources or healthy conditions, and African people in the richest part of the world have to fend for themselves. And this tour came to Philadelphia last week and very successfully brought out many people from the African community and from the white community to stand in solidarity and support Africa's future in African hands. We're going to be hearing presentations from the fourth annual Earth Uprising Festival and Flea Market in Clark Park, which in and of itself is an institution of the Uhuru movement. It's a fundraiser for the African People's Education and Defense Fund, and has been organized by Uhuru Solidarity Movement for the past 8 years. And those flea markets have expanded to a kickoff festival every April for Earth Day under the title Earth Uprising. And we were very fortunate this year to be able to have nurse midwife Mary Karoma, Camilla Hippolyt, a leader in APDEP in Florida, and our own national chairwoman of the African People's Solidarity Committee, Penny Hess, make presentations to the crowd at this festival, which was very well received and resulted in raising resources and organizing people into the work of the Uhuru movement in APDEP, NPDEM, and Uhuru Solidarity Movement. And there was also a very successful event on Tuesday, April 24th, at the First Unitarian Church in Center City, Philadelphia, in which Penny Hess, Camilla Hippolyt, and Nurse Mary also addressed the crowd about supporting these projects and standing in unity with Africa's future in African hands. And then some of you who are loyal Uhuru Radio listeners may have also tuned in on Wednesday night, April 25th, to hear the African Resistance Now show of NPDEM, which interviewed Nurse Mary and Camilla and also raised resources for the work of APDEP's Infant and Maternal Health Project. It is not too late if you are interested in getting involved or making donations to the APDEP work for the Africa's Future and African Hands Tour. Simply go to developmentforafrica.org or check out the dates for the events on africasfuturetour.wordpress.com. Or search on Facebook for Africa's Future in African Hands. There is an event today in D.C. at 4 p.m. at Soul 57 Gallery at 1326 Florida Avenue, Northeast in D.C. We're going to be announcing that again a little bit later. And there is also an event in St. Petersburg, Florida, coming up this Wednesday, May 2nd at 6:30 p.m. at Davidson Fine Art at 1100 First Avenue North, where you get the opportunity to hear Nurse Mary Karoma speak and meet her if you are in the St. Petersburg, Tampa Bay area. And there are other events also coming up literally around the world if you check out africasfuturetour.wordpress.com. We just want to let people know that if you're listening and you have to step away from a computer, you can continue to listen to Uhuru Radio by phone in the U.S. calling 425-905-1825 or toll-free 888-207-2248. And there's access numbers from London, Cape Town, Azania, or South Africa, and Johannesburg, Azania, on our site on uhururadio.com. We will open up for discussion and take the opportunity to answer emails at dj@uhururadio.com, Skype calls at Skype ID Uhuru Radio, all one word, U-H-U-R-U-R-A-D-I-O, or in the U.S., calling us at 727-565-1599. We'll also be talking about the upcoming national convention of the Uhuru Solidarity Movement, which will be taking place here in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, June 9th through 10th, 2012, with the title Occupy Imperialism, Crisis, Resistance, and Solidarity. We really, you know, want to encourage those of you listening who are from the white community or want to take a stand as an ally of the African-led struggle for self-determination to come to Philadelphia June 9th and 10th and participate in the Uhuru Solidarity Movement's National Convention. We'll be talking a bit more about the program and the stand of Uhuru Solidarity Movement a bit later in this show. In the meantime, you can read the call, Occupy Imperialism, at our site at occupyimperialism.org or uhurusolidarity.org. And if you want to get involved in building this convention, whether you're in Philadelphia or anywhere in the world, email us at philly@uhurusolidarity.org. So the first thing we're going to do in today's show is hear the presentations from the Earth Uprising Festival by Chairwoman Penny Hess, Camilla Hippolyte, and Nurse Mary Karoma about the Africa's Future and African Hands Tour. And the presentation that Penny Hess makes as the National Chairwoman of the African People's Solidarity Committee is not just solely a call to support and donate to the work of APDEP, though it is. It is also a call for real solidarity and for North Americans or white people to join organization, namely the Uhuru Solidarity Movement, to participate in overturning this culture of violence, overturning the system of parasitic capitalism or imperialism, and joining the rest of humanity in building a new world that is not based on oppressor and oppressed, but really addressing, you know, what the call is to all of us in the white community to step off the pedestal and join the movement for reparations to African people and all oppressed peoples. So without further ado, I'm going to play the presentations all together on April 21st, Earth Uprising Day in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, first with Uhuru Solidarity Movement, African People's Solidarity Committee, Chairwoman Penny Hess. Uhuru.
And we all have to stand for freedom. Freedom for African people and oppressed peoples every place on the planet Earth. As Harris said, my name is Penny Hess. I am the chair of the African People's Solidarity Committee, the organization of white people that works under the leadership of the African People's Socialist Party that leads the Uhuru movement. Our work is to go into the white communities to win other people just like ourselves to recognize the truth about how things got to be the way they are, whether you're talking about the environment or whether you're talking about the conditions that the majority of the people face in this world. That we understand that America was built on the backs of the enslavement of African people and the genocide of the indigenous people. That is what created the wealth of Wall Street and of the majority of the white population in this country. That we sit on the pedestal of the oppression of African and oppressed peoples around the world. And I believe that we have to save this planet. I think that the environment is in a serious, serious situation. But I do not think that we will save it without dealing with a system that allows the majority or half the people on the planet Earth to live on $2 a day, that has wars that bomb the people of Iraq and Afghanistan so that we can have oil. I don't think that we can save the planet until we recognize that the poverty that we're going to talk about in just a minute, the conditions in West Africa and Sierra Leone, where African people live on less than a dollar a day, sometimes 30 cents a day, but yet have the most beautiful, expensive diamonds in the entire world, have oil and bauxite and every other mineral that's needed. But the fact is that the same colonial powers, the US and Europe, are still stripping Sierra Leone and Africa of all its wealth. And the people live in the same conditions as always. So a system that would do that, that would enslave humanity, that would enslave African people, that would suck the blood of the peoples on the planet Earth for a few of us, of course it would destroy the environment. Of course it would do that. And we have to recognize that it's not just in Africa and other places in the world, but even here in Philadelphia, that I just read a statistic the other day that 475,000 people are forced to live on $35 a week of food stamps right here in this city. That we live in a country that has the highest prison population in the entire world. It has 2.5 million people in prison. And the majority of them are African, Mexican, and indigenous people. And so, you know, we live in a system that bankers and Wall Street bankers and politicians can rip off people of everything they have, steal their homes, and never go to jail. But an impoverished African person in this city or any city is going to spend three strikes, you're out, the rest of their lives in a prison that makes a hell of a lot of money for this system, for this economy. And that is a serious problem that must be ended. It must be overturned. So we're saying that we recognize that all around the world and inside this country, oppressed African people and people whose resources and labor have been stolen for our benefit for the last 500 years are standing up and resisting and fighting back and fighting for control and self-determination over their own lives and their own peoples. And that's happening right here. We see this like emergence of white power, white nationalism. We see what happened to Trayvon Martin. We see all over the country this is happening. This violent attacks against the African community with impunity that is going on. And that inside this country and around the world, the Uhuru movement represents the movement of African people as one people, whether they've been forced by slavery into the United States or the Caribbean or South America or Europe or live in Africa. Africans are one people and have the right, the birthright to Africa without the colonial borders as one country and controlling all of the resources there. Why should Shell Oil own the oil of Africa? How could that be real? Why should De Beers Diamonds own the diamonds of Africa? So we are here. Our job is working in the white community to win other white people. There's an economic crisis going on right now. And if white people want to be part of the future, we have to stand on the side of African oppressed, indigenous, Mexican people struggling for justice, struggling for reparations, struggling for what is theirs. This is the wave of the future. This is our interest. We don't want to stand with this white power, with this violence being brought down on African people and people around the world. If we want peace, if we want to save the planet, if we want justice in this world, if we want to change this hideous system that we see all around us, then we have to stand on the side of the people on the planet Earth. We have to jump off the pedestal that has always benefited us with the stolen resources and labor of everybody else. And I'm proud to be a member of the African People's Solidarity Committee and to stand under the leadership of the African People's Socialist Party and say we recognize our future. We recognize our future, and we say that Africa's resources belong to African people. Uhuru. I'm very honored to be able to have the honor of introducing Nurse Mary. First, we're going to bring up Camilla, but I just want to say that Nurse Mary Karoma is here. She's part of the Uhuru movement in West Africa because it spans the globe. It's not just here in Philly. You might have seen Diop Olabala run for mayor last fall, but the Uhuru movement is all over the U.S. It's all over Europe, and it's in Africa, and it's in the Caribbean. And that it has one of its organizations called the All African Peoples Development and Empowerment Program that is working with African people everywhere to come together for self-determination programs to overturn the conditions that African people are facing wherever they are. This is not about charity. This is about self-determination, and it is powerful. So I want to bring up Camilla Hippolyte of APDEP, a powerful comrade who's here today as part of the tour that's going to bring Nurse Mary Karoma here in Philly, and you'll be able to hear her in a minute. Uhuru, Camilla.
Uhuru. Uhuru!
Uhuru!
Uhuru! All right. Well, I definitely want to thank the Uhuru Solidarity Committee and Penny Hess for this wonderful and moving speech here, because this is really serious, guys. You know, we have had all the other people who've come up here, and everybody doesn't understand that this is stemming from the same issue. We have basically given up our responsibility as people on the planet and allowed others to basically take our resources and tell us what to do with our own resources. Now, All African People's Development and Empowerment Project is established under those guidelines. We're about self-determination for African people everywhere. We were established in 2007, and our work is to organize the skills of African people and the resources of African people and people united with our philosophy for self-determination for African people, bring them together so we can solve these development projects. You are sitting here, and we've heard everything about different parties and those who have endorsed here, but people understand these questions. I know a lot of people don't want to really recognize that we have issues, and it's easy for us to sit and be complacent and think that, you know, we have our little house and we have our little cash in our pockets, and, you know, we can go to church on Sunday, we can come home and we can have a decent meal and life is good. Life is not good for everybody. And if you consider what you're living to be okay, then that's an abomination, because this planet is for everybody. And it doesn't make sense that people in West Africa, where Nurse Mary is, don't have an electricity grid. And yet this lady is birthing 3,000 babies without the loss of a mother or child. And right here in African communities, right here in the United States, she was just out in California, and we have people in these African communities. Babies are dying. This is a so-called first world country, and we have issues here. So you could imagine what's going on, like Penny said, in the Caribbean, in West Africa, in South Africa, in South America, all over the world where we have African communities. And we are saying that we are against this kind of abomination. And so we're trying to improve the quality of life for African people everywhere. 90% of the African continent has resources that are systematically expropriated from the continent. I am a geography major, and I have issues, you know, with my program. But the one thing I know that is a fact is that the continent of Africa is the wealthiest continent on the planet. Can somebody repeat that for me? Africa is the wealthiest continent on the planet. Africa is the wealthiest continent on the planet. So we have to really speak to this contradiction of why the people in Africa are suffering. So if you're taking away the resources of African people, what are we left to work with? Magic doesn't work for me. So we have skyrocketing unemployment in Africa. And in the U.S., only 24% of African people live below the poverty line versus only 10% of our white population. So why is APDEP necessary? APDEP is not your run-of-the-mill NGO. And as Penny already mentioned, we know several situations where these run-of-the-mill NGOs have done wonderful things, and they've said that they've done wonderful things on CNN and other broadcasting radio programs and everywhere they are. They have said that they're doing great things. I want to ask you guys what's going on in Haiti. So if we've had all these NGOs that have been established in places like Haiti, why don't we have a hospital up? Why do we have people who still cannot eat in Haiti? So if we have over 100 NGOs, we have to answer those questions. They are not about putting the resources in the hands of the people. And we have to understand this question. And ABDEP is about African-led leadership. We have the skills in Africa to be able to solve our problems. Nurse Mary is taking women from the village. In fact, women are coming to Nurse Mary and saying, I want to help out in this project. Many of these women are not being paid for what they do, but they understand the philosophy that only themselves collectively are going to solve these problems of African people. And so we have to say that we have to unite African people everywhere, because we did not come to this place voluntarily. None of us here, black or brown people, came to this country voluntarily. So we have to understand that this is our responsibility, what's going on the continent. These are our brothers and sisters. And everybody on the planet, we have a responsibility to be able to develop Africa and to develop into our own hands, in our own hands. And so we want to say that we're not about charity, okay? You know, charity makes people feel good. And I know it's nice to feel good that you come home and, you know, you went on a peace project here and, you know, it's all right. But when you come home and you're sitting in your plush couch, you know, and we still have people out there who are suffering. And so we say we're not about charity. We're about self-determination for African people. But guess what? Guys, we can talk about this all day. But if we don't have the resources to put the projects on the ground, then we're not talking serious. So we need people to actually give resources today. We need people to go to our website. We need people to join the organization, sustain the organization, and we need people to spread the word, because the Uhuru movement has been around for 40 years, guys. And we have Uhuru Solidarity. I'm from Tampa, so this is my first time coming to Philly, so thanks for welcoming me here. Sure. But I've been talking to so many people out here, and people have heard about Nurse Mary even at the time that I'm introducing them to Nurse Mary. So I know you guys have done a fabulous job letting people know Nurse Mary's here. I've actually met a few of you here that told me you came just to actually meet Nurse Mary. So that's wonderful to hear. And we're excited about having Nurse Mary here and, you know, having her speak to you and letting you know about the phenomenal programs that we have on the ground, agricultural products, etc. So I'm actually going to also announce the event that Uhuru Solidarity is having here in Philadelphia. And so on Tuesday, April 24th at 6:30 p.m. At the First Unitarian Church, 2125 Chestnut Street. I know some people out here did say they wanted information about the future events. So that is Tuesday, April 24th, 6:30 p.m., First Unitarian Church, 2125 Chestnut Street. And we also have the ARN show that's being put on by the International People's Democratic and Uhuru Movement. And Nurse Mary is going to be on that show at 7 p.m. And that is also going to be held at the Uhuru Solidarity Center.
Yes.
At 7 p.m. on Wednesday, April 25th. Okay, so I'm actually going to pass on the mic to Penny Hess again so she can introduce our featured speaker for the day. But I really want to get some shouts of Uhuru here. Uhuru! Self-determination for African people. Uhuru!
Uhuru! Thank you, Camilla. And Uhuru, really appreciate that presentation. And you know, as I bring up Nurse Mary Karoma, I want to say, first of all, that we have the assumption in this country, in the white community, that our babies will be born healthy. In Africa, in Sierra Leone, they have the highest infant and maternal mortality rate in the entire world. And yet, as Camilla said, African people should be, every child in Africa should grow up in a beautiful home, have a school, because there's so many mineral and natural resources in Africa that the whole world needs, but they're all being stolen. And this kind of system can't happen. But Nurse Mary Karoma is changing that. And she is taking on the conditions of women and babies and delivering healthy babies in the context of transforming the society and organizing African people in Sierra Leone to change the conditions in the way of self-determination. So, as Camilla said, it is not charity. And we say that we stand in solidarity, not charity, with the work of Nurse Mary Karoma. I just want to say quickly that Nurse Midwife Mary Karoma has dedicated her life to saving those of mothers and babies in her native Sierra Leone. As the director of the Sierra Leone branch of the All African Peoples Development and Empowerment Project, APDEP, Nurse Mary leads the APDEP Infant and Maternal Health Project, an international project aimed at reducing the infant and maternal mortality rates in Sierra Leone, rates which currently rank among the highest in the world. Throughout her professional career, Nurse Mary has shown consistent commitment to using her skills for the benefit of the masses of African people, those most in need. In 2003, she stepped down from her position in a government hospital in Sierra Leone, where she witnessed large numbers of deaths of expectant mothers and babies due to a frustrating combination of the inability to pay for medical services and general lack of basic medical equipment in the hospitals. And just to say, if you go to the hospital in Sierra Leone, you have to bring your own food. You have to bring your own medicine. The hospital is filthy. You would get sicker going there than, you know, than staying at home. And the reality is that we have to understand that Nurse Mary has delivered over 3,000 healthy babies with healthy mothers in a place where there is no running water, no clean water, no electricity, nothing. The incredible conditions that African people are forced to live in there, and she has built a whole infrastructure. So, without further ado, I'm very honored to bring up Nurse Midwife Mary Karoma. Uhuru!
Uhuru! Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Nurse Mary Karoma from Sierra Leone, the director of APDEP organization. As far as we are concerned is that Sierra Leone is counted that as blessed with so many natural resources. But poverty manifests in the faces of people where the country resources are mined but cannot benefit the people. The high rate of infant maternal mortality in our country is increasing every day. Poverty is the main cause of the death rate in Sierra Leone. Some pregnant women and children go a day without food and good drinking water. Rapid growth of teenage pregnancy. Some homes in Sierra Leone cannot afford food for their families, especially those in the interior part of the country in Sierra Leone. Pregnant women and children go a day without food and having complications of dying in pregnancy. The outbreak of disease in Sierra Leone is as a result of the kind of water and the community and the country usually use in, as their drinking water. Many pregnant women and children die as a result of this outbreak in the communities. Hospitals in Sierra Leone, the distance and access to the medical facilities is very, very difficult. The women and children died because of lack of money and a lack of distance to the nearest facilities. The entire Sierra Leone has few ambulances that transport sick people from one hospital to another. There are no life emergency support equipment to save life whilst on referral management to the nearest medical facilities. The lack of these facilities and service has caused the loss of good citizens, Sierra Leoneans in our country, especially there are 9 program coordinators, medical, agriculture, public relations officers, membership, economic development, women and gender, youth logistics. And so I believe that with your support and efforts, we'll be able to meet our goal. Comrades, it is now for implementation and not to talk. As the goal says, action speaks louder than voice. I'm here at this time on fundraising tour in order to help support the infant maternal mortality in our country. And since I've started working under ABDEP leadership, and I have established so many hospitals, and also I have delivered more than 3,000 babies without having casualty. In most cases, I train traditional birth attendants on their limitations. And at the same time, I have established School of Nursing in order to lay solid foundation so that we'll be able to train the nurses, certificated nurses, on this infant maternal mortality. Also, a girl child should be educated because we have rapid teenage pregnancy in our country. So this is the reason why we introduce vocational schools, and even they will be able to make their dresses, tailoring, garage tie dye, for them to become self-reliant. They will not be carried by men easily. And we also establish a preparatory school for ABDEP organization, because most of the ladies who have been a dropout in the country, most of them are just carried away. So most of them have been obtaining training in the vocational school. And even to take care of the kids, there is no way. So we decided to even have a school, a preparatory school, and also ABDEP organization, we take care of these kids for their mothers to get educated with skills. So far, so good. These are the ways we go about our fundraising. And we have up to 950 members in our organization. The agriculture, we cannot stand without food. And these are all the contributing factors actually causes the death rate in our country. So we introduce agriculture, and the women's, we come together, we give pledges, donations. Out of the membership, you should be a registered member in the organization. So out of the membership, we manage this money in order to do agriculture for in order for the right to food. So we train the women really on agriculture. They do the work, and we also establish this school. Out of the funds we raise, we rehabilitate schools, and we just have our challenges is just the materials we use for the vocational school. So as far as we have now 200 ladies that have been qualified, graduated from the school of the vocational school, and we employ these ladies in our organization so that they will be paid. And we go down to the interior part of the country, we make sure we go on outreach clinics to teach these TBAs on their limitation, because they do not know their limitation, and we also teach them skills. Because of poverty, they mismanage cases, and there are more doctors on their own in the communities. Because of all this, there's a reason why we have the initiative. I have the initiative as an ADEP director in order to put all mechanism in place by having a school of nursing, a preparatory school, kindergarten, medical centers, clinics, we form an outreach programs, agriculture, in order to be able to reduce this infant maternal mortality in our country. So far, so good. I thank you all for your kind attention and hoping that you will support me on this fundraising today. So I thank you all. Uhuru, one Africa, one nation. One Africa,
one
nation. Touch one,
touch all.
Touch one, touch all.
Uhuru, thank you so much, Nurse Mary. And I really want to really reiterate that we are touching one, we are touching all. By helping ABDEP, by assisting Nurse Mary and ABDEP in these projects in Sierra Leone, we're actually, Nurse Mary has not even said that there are other communities in neighboring countries in Africa and other communities that are seeing the work that she's been doing down there under the leadership of ABDEP. And everybody wants, you know, an opportunity to be able to replicate these projects in their own communities. And this is exactly what we're trying to do. We have to be able to spread that. We have to be able to say, we want African-led leadership. We want self-determination for African people. So many of these people there are so tired of the run-of-the-mill NGO coming in. 3 months, they're out. Nothing's done. And they get to come home to the U.S. and tell all of you wonderful people here that they've gone to Africa and done something. And they have nothing to show for it. And then when they have their brochures, we can't even verify that any of this stuff is going on. So this is African-led leadership. We have people like Nurse Mary dedicated every morning, 5:30. And these people have to, sometimes she has to communicate with us. They don't have internet. In Allentown, they got to go all the way to town just to communicate with us what's going on. So we have to change that. We have to be able, all your resources, all your skills, we have to be able to bring computers. We have to be able to get people who want to invest in solar panel. We have sunshine in Sierra Leone and we don't have any electricity. That's ridiculous, you know, and it's because of those stolen resources that people have to sit here unemployed. And that this is no reason for us to go out like this, because definitely everybody has skills. Everybody, if you can take the women in the village and train them to be traditional birth attendants, that of course right there is minimizing infant and maternal mortality, because you are equipping everybody to be participatory in this entire process of eliminating infant and maternal mortality in Sierra Leone. So I really want you guys to understand, when you're touching one, you're really touching everybody, and everybody is going to see the work of ABDEP, and this is going to spread like wildfire. You hear me? Spread like wildfire because of your...
Tune into our second annual Uhuru Radiothon Saturday and Sunday, May 5th and 6th. We continue to raise much-needed funds for improving the operations of your community radio station and the Burning Spear newspaper online. Joining us will be guests from Brooklyn to the Bahamas, from Guyana to Ghana, from St. Petersburg to St. Lucia, from Montserrat to Monrovia, from Senegal to Seattle, from Oakland to Orlando. This is your media, Uhuru News, Uhuru Radio. You can donate today by logging on to uhurunews.com, as we rely on your support to get the truth out about our struggle for freedom. Join us during our live video broadcast of our Uhuru Radiothon, Saturday and Sunday, May 5th and 6th, at uhururadio.com. Uhuru means freedom. Uhuru.
Uhuru, and you are listening to Reparations in Action on uhururadio.com, the show of the African People's Solidarity Committee. That was broadcast, an archived presentations by Chairwoman Penny Hess, the leadership of the African People's Solidarity Committee, Camilla Hippolyte, a leader in the All African People's Development and Empowerment Project, or APDEP, in Florida, and nurse midwife Mary Karoma from Sierra Leone, the leader of APDEP in Sierra Leone. Those were all presentations from the Saturday, April 21st Earth Uprising Festival in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, a very successful event coordinated by the Uhuru Solidarity Movement as part of the Africa's Future in African Hands tour. That tour, which is raising resources and organizing for APDEP, is in Washington, D.C. today at Soul 57 Gallery, today at 4 p.m. at Soul 57 Gallery, 1326 Florida Avenue, Northeast in Washington, D.C. For more info on the event, contact Trevor Young at 301-905-7958 or thetrevoryoung@gmail.com. It's $10 for adults, free for children, and it is a part of the Africa's Future and African Hands tour of nurse midwife Mary Karoma, so you can meet and see her in person. If you're in the St. Petersburg, Florida, Tampa Bay area, there will be an opportunity to see nurse midwife Mary Karoma this Wednesday, May 2nd, at 6:30 p.m. at the Davidson Fine Art, which is a new location. If you had previously read about this event occurring at another location on Central Avenue, it is in fact now happening at Davidson Fine Art at 1100 First Avenue North. It's a green building on the corner, and there is parking available. Starts at 6:30 p.m. this Wednesday, May 2nd, and it's Nurse Mary Karoma speaking in St. Petersburg, Florida. So you have an opportunity to see her there and meet her in person if you are in Florida. stpete@uhurusolidarity.org or call 727-683-9949 or get information on the africasfuturetour.wordpress.com blog. Also, you can see and meet nurse midwife Mary Karoma at the Uhuru House in St. Petersburg, Florida, on Sunday, May 6th, for the Africa's Future and African Hands Uhuru House event in St. Petersburg at 4 p.m., Sunday, May 6th, at the Uhuru House, 1245 18th Avenue South in St. Pete. For more information, contact Camilla at developmentforafrica.org or call 305-331-8310. And we do want to encourage people, whether Nurse Mary has been to your city or is coming to your city or is not going to be the All African People's Development and Empowerment Project's infant and maternal health project, by going to developmentforafrica.org. That is the official website of APDEP, and you can donate any amount of money. Goes directly to the projects led by African People for Africa's Future and African Hands. So we really express our solidarity with the work led by APDEP as part of the Uhuru Movement, is an organization of the African People's Socialist Party. And here in Philadelphia, as well as around the country and around the world, we are currently mobilizing for the 2012 National Convention of the Uhuru Solidarity Movement. It's entitled Occupy Imperialism, Crisis, Resistance, and Solidarity. It's going to be here in Philadelphia June 9th through 10th, which is just coming up in a few weeks. So please, if you're interested in finding out more information or you're ready to register and book your hotel and travel to Philadelphia, or if you're in Philadelphia and you're listening and you want to attend, don't hesitate. Go now to occupyimperialism.org or uhurusolidarity.org. Both of those will take you directly to information about the Occupy Imperialism National Convention of Uhuru Solidarity Movement, June 9th and 10th in Philly. And you'll be able to read a piece on the website known as The Call to the National Convention of Uhuru Solidarity Movement, which I'm going to read some excerpts from here on today's show, Reparations in Action, because it's really important that we understand why it's so crucial at this time, during the crisis of imperialism, that we organize the Uhuru Solidarity Movement in the white community and build a mass movement of white people and other allies standing in unconditional solidarity with the right of African people to their land, lives, and resources, and to stop the war on the African community and Mexican communities inside the U.S. and stop Obama's worldwide wars and really stand in solidarity with the resistance of African and oppressed peoples. It's not enough to say we want peace. It's not enough to say stop the war in Iraq or stop the war in Afghanistan or stop bombing Libya, but we need to say stop the war right here and stop all of the wars on African and other oppressed peoples. So we say the Uhuru Solidarity Movement, the organization of white people and other allies of the African Liberation Movement, calls on you to join us in an organizing conference June 9th and 10th in Philadelphia to target the foundation on which Wall Street rests and to stand in solidarity with the worldwide resistance of African and indigenous peoples as the vehicle for social transformation. After 3 years of the Obama administration, we are very far from the hope and change promised in 2008. As the economic crisis continues to deepen, Obama's wars of occupation and terror against oppressed peoples proliferate in every corner of the globe, including inside the U.S. It's time for a people's movement inside this country, not to reform imperialism, but to end it by standing on the side of the movements of African and oppressed peoples. All around the world and inside this country, oppressed peoples are in the streets struggling for justice, self-determination, and an end to U.S. domination that sucks the lifeblood of oppressed nations for the benefit of a small percentage of humanity. Thousands of white people have been in motion as well in the loose-knit Occupy movement that targets the criminality of the bankers and corporations, yet chooses to ignore the Wall Street-backed terror against Africans and Mexicans right here and against oppressed peoples on every continent. Responding primarily to the effects of imperialism's crisis on the white middle class, the Occupy movement fails to challenge what Wall Street and capitalism mean for the majority of people on this planet. This is a call to stand against imperialism, and in solidarity with African, Mexican, and indigenous peoples' demands for liberation and self-determination inside this country and around the world. We are calling on everyone in the white community to recognize that a struggle for transformation begins by acknowledging that this is the stolen land of the indigenous people who now are the most impoverished population in North America with a life expectancy of 47 years. We are making this call that in order to transform conditions for everyone, we must begin by recognizing that capitalism itself was built on turning African people into the world's most lucrative commodity for more than 450 years. We are calling for the building of a true anti-war movement that recognizes that Obama has intensified the Bush war agenda a thousandfold, openly and covertly, across the Middle East, Africa, Latin America, Asia, and inside this country. We believe that we must stand in solidarity with the voice of the African community itself in the form of the Black is Back Coalition for Social Justice, Peace, and Reparations, which demands not just peace, but victory and self-determination for oppressed peoples around the world. If you agree with this call, then you need to be in Philadelphia June 9th and 10th. This is the opportunity to hear from the leadership of the African Liberation Movement, the founder and leader of the Uhuru Movement, and the chairman of the African Socialist International, Chairman Omali Yeshitela, who founded the African People's Socialist Party 40 years ago in 1972 inside the U.S. to build a movement for liberation led by African people inside this country and in unity with the struggles of African people around the world. And in 40 years, that movement has grown and is on the ground in almost every continent on the planet, many parts of Africa, all over Europe. All you have to do is search on Facebook or YouTube for Uhuru Movement Europe, and you'll be able to see people speaking French, Dutch, Spanish, Portuguese, German, and English all over Europe who are African people from the continent of Africa fighting to organize the African Socialist International on the ground in London, Paris, Belgium, Germany, Holland, Spain, and many other parts of Europe, as well as in the Caribbean and inside the U.S. and on the continent of Africa. This is all the Uhuru Movement. This is the African Socialist International. So you get to be part of this movement by coming to this convention and joining Uhuru Solidarity Movement as a white person who has access to the resources that belong to and are the birthright of African people everywhere. And this is the way that we can make an honest self-criticism and make reparations to African people, is by being an organization, by being part of the different campaigns and calls for reparations and work that we do. And you bring your skills with you. So you get to see and hear from the amazing presentations that will be made by Chairman Omali Ishitela, by African People's Solidarity Committee Chairwoman Penny Hess, who you just heard on today's show, from the local branch president of the International People's Democratic Uhuru Movement, Erica Mines, and also Glenn Ford, who is the executive editor of Black Agenda Report, which is the voice, inside this country of what they call the black left as opposed to the white left. Uhuru News is in partnership with Black Agenda Report, and Glenn Ford is in the Black is Back Coalition for Social Justice, Peace, and Reparations, and really brings a lot of analysis to the wars that are being waged abroad and at home, and what African people are doing to resist against these wars. There's an excellent article, very relevant to what we're discussing today, on Black Agenda Report very recently by Bruce Dixon, about the fact that Philadelphia's school district just announced the closure of 40 schools, and all those schools are in the African community, and then another 60 schools by 2014. So this is very serious. There's a war happening, a war on African people. It's not just in the form of the bombs being dropped on Libya and the manhunt for Joseph Kony under the guise of this humanitarian campaign, Kony 2012, that Invisible Children has been exposed for really being a corporate U.S. military supporter. But the war on African people is really right here at home. The war of poverty, the war of cuts to education, and the denial of African people to lead their own community control of education. The war of the prison system, the mass incarceration of African people, the building in Philadelphia, in West Philly, the new roundhouse police station for locking up African people, the new ICE, the new immigration prison that's being built at 46 and Market in West Philly.
I know the audio wasn't very clear, but we'll work on that. I was hoping to discuss the issue of corruption in Nigeria. A serving senator who used to be the governor of a state in Nigeria, Bukola Saraki, has been indicted. He's wanted right now for embezzling something in the region of $133 million from a bank. This guy is very well connected, so I'm very interested in how that situation will develop. As I said, he used to be the governor of Kwara State, and he was governor for 8 years. His sister at the time was a senator. His sister is someone I actually know, actually. I had a bit of an adventure with her back in 1982, I think it was, in Mrs. Sutherland's bathroom, but we'll leave that for another day. This Bukola Saraki guy, this thief, is due to attend an interview with the Nigerian police tomorrow, 9 a.m. tomorrow morning, but I'm very skeptical as to what will result from that. If anything, I doubt that anything will happen. And that's not surprising, given the fact that even the president himself has been shown to be corrupt. The president, this was in the news a couple of weeks back, the president of Nigeria, Goodluck Jonathan, actually canvassed for a church to be built in his hometown by an Italian contractor, a notorious Italian contractor, I should add, who is guilty of constructing half-baked edifices and structures all over the country, in Nigeria, that is. And this was the company that our president solicited to build a church for him in his hometown, Otuoke. You know what they say? When a fish rots, it rots from the head. It starts from the head. And it's obvious that the Nigerian fish is rotten to the core. Absolutely rotten. I suppose that's why the president, the former president Buhari, also suggested a couple of weeks ago that